Simin Pezayin Sif Yud. Cholav Hanimtza Bekeva. If milk is found inside the stomach of a nursing calf, Shenimlach Bekevasa, and it's salted in the together in inside the keva, or Sha'amid Ba Yoim Echad, or it sat there for 24 hours, so it became kavush, also Lahamid Ba. So Mechaber says you can't use this milk anymore to make cheese, to be Maimid Gvina. And the Mefarshim explained that according to the Mechaber, if you did, even though Mechaber says also lahamid bay, he means also lahamid bay lechatchila. It just means lechatchila, one may not use this milk anymore for making cheese. But b'diavid, it would not aser. So we need to understand exactly what's going on here. We're talking about, you have the, one removes the stomach from the calf, and there's milk inside of it, and one salted it. So normally we assume that malicha causes a bliya, causes that tam of basar will go into this milk, or it sat there for 24 hours and it became kavush, so tam of the basar is going to go into the milk. Now even though we said that according to the mechaber, this milk is considered pariv, so there's no iser at this point of basar b'cholov, nevertheless, the milk is considered now fleshig because it's going to be mekabel tam from the keva, which is flesh. So one may not use this milk now to be maimid gvina, to add it to other milk to make cheese, because one is going to be basically injecting basar into their milk by placing this chalav that was in the keva, which now has in it tam of basar. By adding that to their milk, they're adding tam basar into their milk, and therefore one may not do that. The question is, why is this only lechatchila? Why don't we say that this would even aser, even b'di'evid? So that the Mefarshim explain, it's actually the Beis Yosef himself explains, that this is sort of this chalav akeva is sort of a super pariv. Not only is it not have the status of chalav, but it has the status of pirsha. So whatever gets added to it also becomes pirsha. So when tam of basar gets absorbed into the milk, that tam of basar also becomes like pirsha. It also becomes non-food, like a non-food item. And therefore, technically speaking, even the basar that's in this milk is also pariv. L'chatchila, though, one should not do that. By allowing tam of basar to go into this milk, one is, in effect, being mevatel issa lechatchila. They're allowing tam of flesh to end up in their milchigs, in their cheese, and therefore one should not do this lechatchila. But b'di'evid, if they did, according to the mechaber, it would not be yasser. So it's just also lahamid by lechatchila, but b'di'evid, the cheese would be mutter. Now the Ramah sticks, adds in over here that lechatchila in lahanichay bekeva adjit stanin. Not only should you not leave it there for 24 hours, but lechatchila you should not even leave milk in the keva, in the stomach, adjit stanin, until it cools down. Adjit stanin chalav betoicha keva. Avo b'dievin ein lochosh. So lechatchila one should not leave the milk there until it cools down. The Shach explains that because this milk is so charif and chomutz, it's so acidic, we are concerned that even in lesser time than shir of kfisha, even less than 24 hours, even in the amount of time of kedei sheyitin al or v'yaschir al arsiach, even if one leaves the milk in there for, let's say, for 18 minutes, we are afraid that already in that amount of time, it will be considered, it will draw out tam from the basar. And therefore, lechatchila, one should not leave it there for that amount of time. However, again, the Ramah himself says, b'di'evid ein lochosh. In this case, if one did, b'di'evid, it would not aser. This is just a chumrah. That which were machmer by a dover charif, or to consider it, even in the shir of kadesh yitin al-or, v'yaschah asiach, that it draws out tam, is just a chumrah. However, lechatchila, one should be knowing the way, but b'di'evid, it would only be by actual tzir, only if there's actual salt involved, then we consider that to be evenly kuva, even b'di'evit. But at this point, since there's no salt, if you just leave the milk in there until it's nitzdanin, so then we say that it's just l'chatzchila that you shouldn't leave it there for 18 minutes. If you do, it would not aser, but it's not l'chatzchila to do that. Now, according to the Ramah continues, Vim hemid bai, what about the other milks, the milks that were left there for 24 hours, or the milk that was salted together with the meat? So the Ramah holds that this is, if it's tzolol, imhu tzolol, oiser kol hagvinos, this will aser all the cheeses. Now, if you remember, the shita of the Ramah is that liquid milk that's found inside the stomach is considered 100% milchigs. So if you leave it there together with the meat, and now it becomes kovash together with the meat, it will become basar b'chalav. So this milk is now going to become aser. Or if you salted it together with the meat, it will be mekabel tam from the basar, and again, this milk will become aser. So the Rama says, if you take this milk now and you're maimed with it, cheese, so now you're going to need, it's going to aser all the cheese, achi hey, shishim b'chalav shehemin neged akeva. You're going to need to have 60 times in the vat of milk, keneged this keva, keneged this milk that was left behind in the keva, that you added to it. So you're going to have 60 times the milk in order to mevatel it. V'mhaya shishim b'chalav hakol mutter. But if you do have this 60 times, so then it'll all be mutter. The milk that you add, this milk that was in the keva, that was mekabel tam from the flesh, it will all become bottled b'shishim, and therefore the cheese will be permitted. Now the Shach asks a question over here. We're talking over here about this milk is being maimed, the cheeses. So if we view this milk as iser, why don't we say that we're being maimed with a davar aser? And we know the rule is that a davra maimid afilu ba'alef le bottle. There's no bittle for a davra maimid. Since this milk, this acidic milk, is going to be creating the cheese, so we should say that there's no bittle over here. So the Shach says that we have to differentiate, because of this question, we have to differentiate, that say that since this milk is only basar b'chalav midrabanan, we're not talking about where milk was cooked together with meat, but rather we're talking about milk that was salted or became kavush with the meat. Such a mixture of basar b'chalav d'rabanan is not considered to be gufay shel iser. It's not considered to be have its own shame iser. It's rather, it's just a combination of milk and meat, which is aser. And therefore, we don't view it as a davar ha'aser that's being maimed. We view it as just the milk is being maimed and the milk is still heter. It's as the Shach himself says, v'doichik ksas. This is a little bit of a doichik, this answer, but mikoyach the kushya, the Shach feels compelled to say that basar b'chalav d'rabanan is not considered gufay shel iser, and therefore it's considered I'm still being maimed with a davar of heter. Even though it needs shishin to mevatel it, but it doesn't have the chumrah of that a davar hamayim is not batel. Now Rabbi Akiva Eiger says you don't really need to say that. Over here there's another leniency, and that is that the mechaber holds that even chalav which is tzol is considered pariv. So it could be that the Ramah is relying on the shita of the mechaber, at least as so far as not to consider this to be being maimed with iser. So even though the Rama is concerned that we need bittel b'shishim here, because we've used this milk as milchigs and we have basar b'chalav d'rabanan here, but the Rama is relying on that bittel b'shishim is enough, and we don't have to be concerned about the issue of maimed. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's ha'ara, and perhaps that's why the Rama is being makel. But in any other case, where if you had real milk, if you had milk which was not from the keva, if you had actual milk that was kavush with meat, Kiveger says, we have no right. It could be very well be. If you took that and used that somehow to be maimed, it could be that would aser a filu b'alef. We don't have a proof for the concept that the Shach is saying. Okay, so it's a machlokes. The Shach holds that is enough, and the Kiveger says that perhaps that's not enough of a raya. Now, the malicha that we're talking about over here, the Mechaber mentions that if you're salted the keva, so the Shach and Taz both point out over here that for this malicha means that it sat in this, it was salted together for Kadesh Yitin al Arbi Asal Asiyach. It has to be that it was salted for 18 minutes, and it has to be that it was salted to the extent that it's Einan Echel Machmas Malchai. It has to be so salty that one can't eat it without having to first wash it off. Now, even though ordinarily the Ramah argues and holds that Malicha were Chayshish even right away, and even if it isn't so salty, even if you just do what we call Malicha Litzli, which is the amount of salting that you do when you want to roast something, which is a minimal amount of salt is added. You don't need a full-fledged malicha if you plan on roasting the meat anyway, because the roasting itself draws out the blood. But still, one adds a small amount of salt. So even though normally the Ramah says that it's enough to do a small amount of malicha, here, says the Shach and Taz, even the Ramah would agree that because there are opinions that this milk over here is considered pirsha anyways, so we can rely on those opinions at least insofar as if it isn't completely salted, till it's ein nachas machas melchay, and it didn't sit in the salt for the requisite amount of time of kadesh yitin alor v'yaschal asiyach, we would not consider it to be have been salted, and even the Ramah would not be machmir in such a case. Now the Taz asks a kash over here on the Ramah. He says, we have a concept that Malicha only asers a Kdei Klipa. Ordinarily, if you are Molech, let's say a piece of Isser and a piece of Hetzer together, the Malicha only asers it a Kdei Klipa. So how come in this case the Ramah says that if you took the milk that was salted together with the Keva, and you add it to your cheese, you're going to need 60 times the milk. Why don't we say that it only asers it a kdei klipa? There's only a small amount of this milk became asur through the malicha process. So the Taz says it must be that we consider milk to be a davar shamein. And the rule is, by a davar shamein, we assume that the malicha goes bekuloi, asers bekuloi. So that's why all the milk becomes asur, because it must be that milk is considered a davar shamein. So Taz says that's difficult, because in Simen Kuf Hei, there we prove that simen is that milk is considered a davar kachosh. It's not considered to be shamein. So seemingly there's a contradiction between Simen Kuf Hei, where we come out that milk is kachosh, and from this Ramah, where we must be that milk is shamein, because otherwise, says the Taz, why is it asering bekulai? So the Taz leaves this as a tzarachian. However, the Nekudas HaKesef offers a few approaches. His first answer is that when you have an iser that becomes asr, only a klipa of it is asr, like the Taz is saying over here, that when you salt the milk together with the keva, it only asers a kdei klipa. But then that klipa gets mixed in with the rest of the milk, and it's impossible to remove that klipa. So the opinion of many Rishonim is that then the whole thing becomes aser. If you can't remove that klipa gets mixed in with everything, unless you would have shishim connected all the connected that klipa in the rest of the milk. And it's very possible that we don't have that over here. It could be that the rest of the milk is not shishim keneged the kdei klipa, in which case all the entire mixture now becomes asr. Now, the truth is that it's a nice answer, but it's very difficult to say that it's pshat in the Ramah, because the Ramah in Simen Tzadi Aleph is of the opinion that if something comes asr, only a kdei klipa, and that klipa gets mixed in with the rest of the milk, even if there isn't shishim keneged it, but the evidence mutter. So to say that that's pshat in the Rama is very, very shver, because the Rama says mefurish that he doesn't paskin like those rishaynim. Okay, but the Nekudas HaKesef says another approach. He says that over here we're not dealing with standard malicha. Even though the lashon of the mechaber was shenimlach bekevasa, sounds like we're talking about malicha. He says really we're talking over here, and he proves it because the mechaber uses the, because in the Beis Yosef he used the lashon of kedesh yitin la'or v'yaschel harsiach, and that expression isn't necessary when we talk about malicha. Says the Shach and the Kosek Esef, what we're talking about over here is creating a type of like tzir. When we salt the milk now, especially if we salt it, the amount of Eina Nechel Machas Melchai, it becomes like tzir. And when it sits in a kli she'ena menukov, like this keva is basically a kli she'ena menukov. It's a kli that has no holes in it, doesn't drain. So this very salty liquid, this brine, sits in this kli. We're viewing the keva as a kli. It becomes kovush in the keva in the amount of time of kadesh yitin lor v'yasa asiyah. Now, before we mentioned that if you just left the milk in there without having salted it until it was nitzdanin, which we said was also the same amount of time of kadesh yitin lor v'yasa asiyah, so then we said that the Rama says b'di'evit it's okay. The reason being because it isn't really brine, even though it's charef and chomutz, even though it's acidic and it's very sharp, but there's no salt involved. So in that case, we said b'di'evid, Rama says it won't aser. But if it becomes salty and now it has the status of brine, not only will it aser, but it will aser b'kulay, because that's the din of kavush of b'tzir. Kavush b'tzir asers bekulai. So we're basically speeding up the process. Now you don't need 24 hours to create kvisha. You can create kvisha in a much shorter amount of time of kadesh yitin la'arav yahas la'asiyach. Within the 18 minutes, you already now have kavush. And kavush is bekulai, and therefore the entire milk becomes aser. That's what the Nekudas HaKesef explains. And that would be pshat according to the Rama, why you need shishim now keneged kulai. Now the Ramah continues on over here. V'im haya hakeva krusha, eino iseres klum. However, this is all, so far in the Ramah we're going where the milk was tzolol, which the Ramah holds as milchik. However, if the keva was krusha, if the milk in the keva was congealed, so then we already know from last sif that the Ramah holds in that case that the milk is pariv. So eino iseres klum. In that case, the milk is pariv. The tam of the keva that goes into it becomes pariv as well. And it's eino iseres klum. Afilu lo hayashishim b'chalav neged hakeva. And even if you wouldn't have 60 in the vat of milk that you're turning into cheese neged hakeva, it would all be mutter anyways. Of course, only b'di'evid, but it would still all be mutter. V'im haya hakeva tzolol mitchila. What if the keva originally was tzolol? Originally it was liquid. The nikrush, and after you removed it, after you shechted the animal, at some later point, it became karush, then it became congealed. Yesh leidin tzolol, so then we still view that as tzolol. V'yesh makilim b'zeh. However, there are opinions that are more makel, and they consider even if it became karush afterwards, that now we view it as karush, and therefore it becomes pariv. U'b'makom hefsid yesh lahakel. And in the cases of Hefzid, one could be lenient. And the Shach concurs with this and says and points out that since we're only dealing here with Basa B'chalav Midrabanan, we certainly could be Mekel. And besides, there's the opinion again of the Beis Yosef that anyways, even Tzolol is considered Parif. So the Shach agrees that B'makom Hefzid, one could be Mekel, that even if the milk originally was Tzolol, but then it turned into Karish later on, that Bishas have some ruba, we could be makel to consider it pariv.